Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad. Which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad. Only at Zaxby's.
Well, Matt, fellow adventurers, I've been wandering around. It turns out that there was some random encounters in Twiffy that I haven't looked into yet. So I've been wandering around and something's turned up. While passing through a grassy clearing deep in the forest to the east of Twiffy, I was startled by the sound of a long, shrill shriek from far overhead. Casting your eyes skyward, behold a small, dark speck circling against a backdrop of grey clouds far above the forest. Your pulse quickens as you realise that the creature on wing at such a lofty height is a dusk dragon. Even at such a great distance, you sense the circling dragon is scouring the woodlands with its sharp eyes. When you're ready, continue, you may leave the clearing and continue on your way. Now, what is a dust dragon? For by no means common, the dust dragon is perhaps the most prevalent of Swift's dwindling dragon population. Presumably because Windle never really got round to those ones. Because he was focusing on the ones that are more of a threat. These majestic, these aren't a threat, but compared to other dragons like Howl, Cloudlurker, and Shadow Dragons. These majestic creatures usually inhabit remote woodland areas, have been known to employ the services of forest trolls, or ogres to do their bidding. It's more often than not a partnership is forged out of fear on part of the dragon's hirelings. Dust dragons are so named because of their dark grey scales, which make them difficult to spot in the dark. The reclusive fox reptiles are ill-tempered and detest most other beings. They usually only emerge from their hidden lairs late at night, when they fly above their domains, seeking out prey or inspecting the lay of the land. Like most of their kin, dust dragons possess a powerful breath of fire they will not hesitate to use if needed. Perhaps the only living creature an adult dust dragon, and most other dragons for that matter, fear, is a full-grown griffin. One of the largest and most powerful dust dragons in recent memory was a particularly wicked beast known as Kranzal, despite his formidable power. The ancient dust dragon reportedly met his ends the hands of Hornly Jack. Another infamous dust dragon, known as Nirbrim, was responsible for the raising of Grevor over 400 years ago. Okay, what the heck is that, the raising of Grevor? The walled city of Grevor, located in the foothills of the Fedorin Wage, was utterly destroyed by the great dust dragon Nirbrim nearly 400 years ago. The destruction of Grevor remains one of the saddest days in the history of Tysa, and indeed the entire North Broadlands. The city was never rebuilt. The dragon Nirbrim was never again seen following the raising of Grevor. So presumably, I mean, we don't know. Could he still be alive? I mean, dragons do live for a very long time. And there's also like necromancy and stuff. So Nirbrim could still be around in some form or have descendants. And then, well, Well, then he could cause all sorts of trouble. Or she. It's kind of hard to gender a dragon when they're busy burdenating your entire city. It's like, excuse me, dragon, would you stop burdenating? I need to get out my calipers for the gendering. Yes, never presume a dragon's gender. And so on. All right, we've heard plenty about Hornley Jack. That was in the whole Giant series. That was pretty close to the start of Sir Croaking's adventures, so 300 or so back. But Griffin, haven't seen Griffins for a while. Well, actually, haven't seen a Griffin at all. Of all the creatures in Swift, there are perhaps none as equally feared and respected as the Griffin. These majestic and extraordinarily intelligent creatures have the head, forequarters, and wings of an eagle, and the hindquarters and tail of a lion. It can grow to be nearly 20 feet tall. It can be as long as some adult dragons. It's quite curious that old Matt decided that griffins would be huge. I mean, usually when you're picking on creatures to be huge, it's not griffins. Obviously, dragons are huge. You could go for huge trolls, but griffins? They're not usually in the big category. Even though, I mean, they're big, but you know, not could stomp on your house big. Four paws of a griffin are equipped with razor-sharp, stone-like claws, and their beaks are harder than stone, enabling them to tear through most materials with ease. Scythian griffins commonly possess magical abilities. One such ability, innate to all griffins, is the power to turn themselves into stone at will. While they remain in this state, it could be for a very long time. They are impervious to nearly all forms of attack. They are reclusive creatures, preferring to dwell out of sight in their abodes, which are normally large caves, usually at some great elevation. Scythian griffins are often quick to anger, and will attack without warning when they feel threatened. Griffins steadfastly despise dragons of all varieties, and will not tolerate them under any circumstances. An adult griffin is perhaps one of the only living things on Swift, a dragon fears that, and Sir Croakington. But they don't know that yet. Through tolerance of most other living creatures, griffins are, by their very nature, suspicious, and will normally shy away from any dealings with the world of men. Should you encounter a griffin, you should know they are fierce combatants, who give no quarter once they've identified a foe, and that can happen in this game. When you're wandering the realms at random, a very, very rare encounter is with a griffin. Now, when they put that in the game, the griffin was the impossible super tough fight. But power creep has rendered them to be just another random mob that you can churn through with no difficulty. And also, it doesn't really lead to anything. There's no griffins that you encounter in the course of an adventure yet, which is a pity. But maybe they're being saved for later. Or maybe it's just not go around to it. Who knows? It would be an interesting thing, definitely, to have a griffin, because you could do anything. They could be a friend, they could be a foe, they could fight dragons, you could help them fight a dragon, You could help make peace between dragon and a griffin. So many options. And not even Matthew Yarrow, so obviously he could think of something way more fun. Okay, that's enough about dust dragons. Leave the clearing and continue on your way. You're about to have a random encounter in or about the city of Twithinge. Before you set out, you should know that over the past few months, several residents of Twithinge and the surrounding towns and villages have claimed to have seen what they believe to be a large dragon soaring high above the forest after dusk. Good luck, Sir Croakington. Random encounter. While walking along the forest road north of Twithinge, you happen upon a pair of merchant wagons in distress. The wagons are in the process of being looted by a group of 5 highwaymen. The former occupants of the wagons, 2 men, 3 women, and a small child. Hey, leave the kids out of this. Are lying on the ground nearby, their hands and feet bound with rope. The lead of the robbers, a gigantic, brutish sort of fellow, barks orders to his subordinates as they vigorously labour to load the merchant's cargo onto their own wagon. Attack the robbers. The leader of the highwaymen sneers upon seeing you, and menacingly draws a heavy cudgel from his side, as if to deter your approach. When it becomes apparent that you will not be so easily deterred, he orders his 4 underlings to attack. The 4 robbers draw short swords, and they think, oh no, these swords are too short, I'm not going to be reaching all the way down! Because they have to hope she's... and this kind of start ducking, and then rush forward to meet your advance. Begin combat. Oh, if only we had spears. We could reach all the way down to the ground and stab her. Or him. Hard to tell. 4 robbers. They slash at you. I bash at them. They are slain. In just 2 moves, I killed 4 of them. So I guess the first move, I swashed 2 of them. Just blasting off again. Next move, I got the rest of them. The bodies of the 4 robbers lie far, far off in the distance. In fact, they're still receding. Their team rocket blasting off again. But, you know, they'll probably stay dead. You step away from the give them on the horizon and fix your hardened gaze on the leader of these highwaymen. You need to learn to find your own blunder, fool, he spits as he raises his heavy wooden cudgel and strides towards you. Large brute clearly intends to smite you with it. Oh, are we having a smite off? Well, prepare to lose. Begin combat. Killing is the only option. He swings his heavy wooden cudgel. I swing my much heavier and much better cudgel. Or club. And slay. 2 XP. You step over the lifeless body of the leader of the robbers. Well, what's left of it. And immediately tends to the 6 bound victims. With their bonds severed, the 6 people leap to their feet and thank you for coming to the refuge. Before you leave, one of the men hands you a pouch of gold, which he insists that you accept. We shall not only remember the danger of these woes, he says, as he meets you on a shoulder cross, but also remember the selfless bravery of a stranger. 6 gold tokens. Now, this is section 1917, which predates all of the Wii playables, and in fact, nearly everything. So that 6 gold was worth a lot more back then. Not a lot, still less than some random piece of loot, but it definitely worth way more then. Quick search of the fallen robbers and their wagon turns up little of any value. However, you do find a pouch of gold on the body of the leader of the highwayman. You may also take their weapons if you wish. I do not wish. They're all terrible. Probably because they're just not very good bandits, actually. Which is why he has only 12 gold tokens. And apparently you missed 6 of those tokens from those guys you just robbed. You're terrible at being bandits, you know that. And you're also dead, so... Yeah, I'm just gonna... Yeah. You suck. When you're satisfied you've not overlooked anything, you bid the 6 people farewell and continue on your way. As you're passing a tavern known as the Lost Crown, become embroiled in a frenzied brawl that spilled out onto the street. A handful of brawlers turn their attention to you and set about laying into you with their fists and feet. You have little choice but to fight for your very survival. It's a tavern mob brawlers. Now, they're not evil. They're just drunk and very, very reckless. And so I'm going to not kill them. I'm just going to subdue them. So at least then they have the potential to learn the lesson. Because you can't learn anything if you're dead. Certain acts of necromancy aside. But I don't think those won't apply to these guys. Subdue the enemy. You swing my club. Brawlers pummel you viciously. I swing my club, but in a nice way. In a nice way. Yeah, I'm not going for their head. I'm just trying to sweep out their feet from under them so they fall down on their bum and go, oh yeah, this is incredibly stupid what I'm doing. Sorry about that. Where I'm trying to literally knock some sense into them. They are subdued. 4 XP. The group of brawlers limps and crawls off along the street, having been taught a harsh but well-deserved lesson by your skilled hand. You avoid several other brawlers spawning for a fight and spill off along the street to continue on your way. Oh, they must be really drunk if they're still trying to fight me. Another random encounter. That's the nothing happened message. There it is again. And again. Near the ruins of an old watchtower in the forest outside Twythick, you encounter a lone cave goblin. The small humanoid is clad in a suit of leather armour and wears a short sword at his side, the hilt of which is carved out of bone. The cave goblin turns and glares at you, his cruel eyes betraying an utter contempt for humankind. And apparently just not particularly liking toads either. He draws his blade and assumes a battle-ready stance. You surmise you're in the presence of a skilled warrior, but probably not skilled enough to attack the cave goblin warrior. The cave goblin shrieks a battle cry and meets forward to meet your attack. Cave goblin warrior slashes at you and smash it. We now got... The goblin warrior clumps to the ground at your feet, his body broken and his wicked spirit now gone from the world forever. A quick search of his possessions turns up the following. It's a goblin war sword. Though better than a typical goblin fare, this bone-hilted sword is still rather crude weapon. This weapon is of common quality. Alright, it's a goblin war sword. That's not a generic piece of loot. It's specifically designed for this specific encounter. Which is also 2 gold. Which is, barely worth mentioning. Well, I'll be adding that item to the pile of interesting stuff that's been my grand residence. But that will be later. Another random encounter. That's the nothing message. While passing through a forest clearing not far from the outskirts of Twythick, you are suddenly set upon by a large, hungry tackerback. A Attack her backs again. Just never seemed to be able to get away from them. The fearsome predatory bird opens its razor-sharp beak and emits a fearsome shriek as it swoops down out of a nearby tree and attacks. Attack her back. Begin combat. Tears into its long talons. I swing with my club. Apparently it forgot that it could, you know, just fly out of range. And admittedly, a lot of birds forget that in RPGs. You know, for convenience sake. It is slain. 2 XP. After your victory, you perform a quick search in the immediate area. When you're satisfied there is nothing here of any further interest, continue on your way. Encounter. In the western part of the city, you happen to pass by a wealthy tavern known as the Bridled Mare. When a group of drunk men stagger out of the street and run straight into you, these men wear the garb of mercenaries and implore service of Thane Porrent. But in their drunken state, they seem to have little regard for their role in the preservation of law and order. One of the mercenaries roughly shoves at you, while his cohorts curse and spit at you. And also one of them stepped on me, but I'm super tough, and then it fell over. Before you can properly react, and it falls into the others of them, and they all get angry because of that, and it's just a whole mess. Before you can properly react, they have set themselves upon you, intent on pummeling you for pleasure. Begin combat. I can kill, subdue, or maybe I should just run away. What happens if I run away? I'm going to run away. I've run away. You manage to successfully evade your enemy. When you search you at last out of harm's reach, you once again set off on your way. Here we go again. While passing through the remains of the abandoned orchard, you come face to face with a fearsome tree beast. The tall, leathery-skinned green humanoid snarls upon catching sight of you and stalks forward, no doubt intent on forcibly driving you from its secluded haunt. Like I was going to leave soon anyway. Begin combat. The tree beast swipes you through its clawed hands. I swing my club. It is slain. 5 XP. After your victory, you perform a quick search of the immediate area. Nothing around. Here we are. Nope. That's nothing. 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 You're passing through an area of dense growth in the forest outside Twiffing, when suddenly a half dozen rugged-looking men step out of the foliage and surround you, their weapons leveled at you. One of the men gives an order, and in unison they launch a vicious attack. 6 rugged outlaws. Nope. Kill them. That's the option. And slain. Well, I guess it's for the best that they tried me before they did, you know, someone who could actually, they could, like, hurt and kill or something. I get a couple of boots. And a leather jerkin. Which should provide you with adequate protection. But adequate is nowhere near enough. They're all 1 stamina points and... Okay, technically, the leather jerkin isn't generic, so I'll probably be storing that too. But it is endlessly grindable, because this is a repeatable encounter. 12 gold. After a quick search of the surrounding area, you once again set off on your way. Another random encounter. While strolling through the woods west of Twithig, you spot a man moving furtively through the trees some distance off, toting a sizable package under his arms. The man is moving in your direction, but when he suddenly looks up and catches sight of you, he quickly turns and scurries off through the forest. For you can't be certain, believe that the face you saw for only a moment is one that is familiar with you, when it's you, and suddenly it strikes you. Face was that of Iskridar, one of your fellow members of the Silver Quest. What his secret business is in this remote place? place you do not know, and decide it would be best to keep the matter of this strange encounter to yourself. The creek paused, and once again set off on your way. I don't know, well, he is a Silver Crest member, so maybe he's just been hired as a courier, you know, to deliver something to somewhere that's a bit dangerous. I don't know, maybe like a ransom to a little tree in the wilderness that's, you know, so a bandit can pick it up and stuff. As the grief pours, you once again set off on your way. Although probably by the end of it, you'll end up fighting the bandit. Random encounter. The other six rugged outlaws. Quick combat these. And more of this. And the set. And 10 gold. Another random encounter. Tavern mob brawlers. You're passing by a tavern known as the Lost Crown. We become embroiled in a frenzied brawl that spilled onto the street. A handful of brawlers turn their attention to you and set about laying you with their fists and feet. You've little choice but to fight for your very survival. Tavern mob brawlers. Subdue them. Now, something does happen if you kill, you know, civilians. But I'm going to put that off for a while. Maybe it'll be in its own episode. But it does involve, you know, you doing something bad. So maybe it will never happen. We'll see. Or maybe we won't see. Here in your case. See, and here in my case. See to random encounter. Nothing message. You're following a meandering forest path east of Trithic, when suddenly you're frozen in your tracks by the sight of what has scurried out of the undergrowth. Two slime ants, swing my club, and I knock them both out in one blow. 2 XP. After your victory, you perform a quick search in the immediate area. When you satisfy there's nothing here of any further interest, continue on your way. Encounter. It's the Dusk Dragon again. Clearing, move on my way. While passing through the north end of Trithic, just before dusk, you hear several desperate cries for help from a nearby alley. You rush into the mouth of the alley, and peering into it, you see three large men holding a smaller, cowering man against a wall. The face of the cowering man has been severely battered, and appears to be close to losing consciousness. One of the men begins to rifle through a leather bag on the ground while the assailed man's feet. You can only surmise these three brutes are a band of thieves or roughnecks, or maybe both. They're roughnecks and thieves. So I could leave them be, but that's not particularly heroic, or help the assailed man. You must act quickly if you are to help the man survive his brutal assailants. So I can just spring at them, use illusion, or use feathery. I'll use illusion just to see what happens. It failed. Your attempt to make use of the power of illusion has failed. And in the process, you have betrayed your presence to the group of thieves. And I wonder how did it fail, though?
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
It's sort of a pity that he never saw that this game you tend not to have descriptions of what happens if a skill fails. Like, maybe instead of conjuring up, I'm trying to conjure, I don't know, three guardsmen just to walk past. Instead, I conjure. Conjure the illusion of a cow. It's just there, and it just draws attention to me, and it doesn't help at all. They rush forward with blades drawn to address what they no doubt see a threat to their business at hand. Three street thieves begin combat. I can kill or subdue them now. They haven't yet now. Now, it tends to be, if I'm given the option to subdue, I take it. Now, I'm not sure if they're hardened criminals or just regular criminals. So there might still be a chance to turn them around, so I'll go for subdue. They attack you with broad-bladed knives, and they are subdued. 2 XP. Your final blow sends the last of the men scurrying along the alley behind his companions in a desperate retreat. You quickly move over to the battered man, who slumped down against the side of the alley. He seems barely conscious. But after a few minutes, a good deal of strength was returned to him and he is able to speak. He tells you he was accosted by these thieves as he made his way home. And when he refused to give in to their demand for his golden property, he was dragged into this very alley where he was soundly thrashed. I dare say you taught them a few new tricks, though, he smiles weakly. Must be on my way, stranger. But there's no thanks I can give that would suffice. But take this, and don't refuse it. He hands you a small pouch of gold and turns and departs the alley. That's 3 gold tokens. You quickly leave the alley and continue on your way. Another random encounter. Nothing. Now, I'm going to check if I've actually found something before. No, there's something I might have found before, but I didn't. Because apparently I was just rushing forward. And I've skipped a few things on this. In this, I put some things that most people do early and I did much later. But that monastery quest I did so much later than I did it with my first plan character, where it was within a day or two starting. But here I put things off. I guess because these things are put off because they're not, you don't just find them by just going everywhere. You've got to have the random encounters. Yeah, right here's, nope, nothing today. In a snowy meadow at the edge of the forest outside Trithic, you encounter a pack of winter wolves. These large, white-coated predators quickly move to surround you, determined not to let their solitary prey escape. 4 winter wolves. The winter wolves lunge at you viciously and are slain. 2 XP. Here we go again. Just going to keep clicking until something turns up. It's another attacker back. It fights just like the first one. It is slain. Random encounter. As you move through a wide, thickly forested valley in the woodlands east of Twithic, you come upon a band of several Tarzal, making their way swiftly eastward along the valley floor. One of the vicious serpent men towards the middle of this group, slithers along with a large cloth sack slung over his back. The sack appears to contain a rounded object of considerable size. Well, I mean, presumably it could be a perfectly regular rounded object, like a bowling ball. Or one of those knobs at the end of the banister. Those things they put on the edge of the road, so to the circles they put on the edge of the pavement to separate the car part of the road from the pavement. What other round things are there? The random chunk of stone they're trying to just have around. A watermelon. But these are Tarzal. And so, I mean, it might not be proper of me to think of it, but I'm innately suspicious. I'm going to attack them. They've literally done nothing to deserve it, but I'm doing it anyway. Also, because I know something will happen. You rush up behind the band of Tazal and launch your attack. The largest of the serpent men sliver back from the fray as the other six draw scimitars and swiftly move to encircle you. You are now completely surrounded by six bloodthirsty Tazal. Begin combat. Kind of kill them. The Tazal slash at you with their scimitars. And I swing my clubs. Apparently Tazal just likes scimitars. 5 XP. The last of the Tazal issues a final painful hiss and slumps to the ground at your feet. You step over its bloody corpse towards the large Tazal, who had withdrawn from the battle. The large serpent hisses angrily and slithers forward, drawing a scimitar from a sheath slung across its back as he advances. Your blood is mine. Wait. No, not human. Your blood is mine, tiny but inexplicably mighty toad. He hisses his Tazal leader. The Tazal leader slashes you with his scimitar. The Tazal warrior executes a series of brutal slashes that penetrate your defences for 7 damage. But I'm just going to penetrate your defences far harder, since you're dead. 66 XP. It's quite a lot. Because it's you can get more. You can get more experience than that from many random combats in with playables, but this is 66 experience for section 2460, so quite something. A shower of black blood weighs down on you as the body of the large Tazal shudders and collapses to the ground. You take a few moments to compose yourself before you make a quick search of the remains of the dead Tazal and discover the following. Lots of scimitars. Oh, and 20 gold. All the scimitars are common, so not worth picking up. Near one of the slain snake men, discover the bulging cloth sack. You carefully undo the rope that binds the bag and cautiously peer inside. Your heart skips a beat as your eyes behold the unexpected contents. Resting inside the cloth bag, it's a large green and brown spear, which you first assumed to be a stone. When you reach in and bring the weighty object out into light of day, you are stunned to discover it's a giant egg. As you examine the egg more closely, you are left with little doubt that this is the egg of a dust dragon. You also determine that despite having been in the clutches of vicious Tazal, the egg is still in perfect shape, without a mar on its thick green and brown shell. I'm guessing that's because dust dragon eggs are ridiculously tough. I mean, just ridiculously tough. Well, they kind of have to be, because they have to survive being sat on by a dragon. I mean, do dragons sit on their eggs? Because I guess as dragons are, well, I don't know whether dragons are warm or cold-blooded. Yeah, I should ask that dragon that I know in Pack War about that. Maybe she could tell me some stuff about it. Do dragons sit on their eggs? No, I mean, we know they guard them, but do they sit on them? I mean, do they need to be warm at all? Because, I mean, if dragons are more basal reptilian, then they wouldn't particularly need to be warm. But if they're more birdy reptilian, the branch of reptiles that became birds and another part of this became dragons, which are more warm-blooded, then they would need to be sat on because the whole biology relies on a certain temperature being maintained. So I just don't know. Do dragons sit on their eggs? Because they probably they don't need to. Because when you're a dragon, if you want something to be warm, you can do that. It's very, very easy when you're a dragon. In fact, it's pretty much the easiest. Making something warm is just about the easiest thing to do ever if you're a dragon. Problem is not making it too warm. Because you don't want to turn your youngling into an omelette. Thinking dragons don't sit on their eggs. But they're still going to be ridiculously tough. For various reasons. Mainly because they're from a dragon and everything to do with dragons is ridiculously tough. You can't imagine how the Vowel Tazur came into possession of the unhatched offspring of one of Tysus' most majestic creatures. Decide that if you are to take the egg with you, you must take every effort to keep it safe. Yay, Dust Dragon Egg! It's got an encumbrance of 4. Unsurprisingly, it's miscellaneous. You can't use it as a helmet. Well, you can, but not in a way which wouldn't make you an absolutely terrible person. Okay. Admittedly, you could use it as a helmet after the dragon gets out, but dragon's probably not going to leave it with a conveniently helmetable fragments. This large, green-shelled, thick-shelled green and brown egg is that of a dust dragon. Though you can't be certain, you often think you can feel a slight movement from within the egg. Now that is a good sign. It's a good sign. The dragonling's okay. Well, mostly okay. Well, I have to take it to a dragon doctor or whatever they have. Because dragon midwife? Dragon pediatrician? Dragons are very smart and cultured, so they'll definitely have something like that going on. You know, someone that would, you know, make sure the babies are okay and would have ancient dragon knowledge to help them out if anything's going wrong. When you are finished, you take a final look around before once again setting off on your way. Alright, keep exploring. Nothing message. What about... Does the Guild Master or the Adventurers Collective know what to do? Probably not. Not, of course, the Guildmaster does, but the GM doesn't know the Guildmaster does. Converse with the Guildmaster. Egg. Little Interest. Dusk. Dragon Egg. Such things of little interest to me. I think they are of interest to you. It's just, it hasn't been written in, so... No, he doesn't have any guides. He doesn't, you know. He hasn't, say, received a little contract from a dragon who says, Hey, my egg was stolen by Tazal. Now, thing is, I'm a dragon, so I don't fit in a lot of places. So, could you be on the lookout for it? I'll be really grateful. Okay, back to random encounters. Yep. Slime ants. Just going to quick combat those. Random encounter. Another encounter. On the edge of the swamp, on the outskirts of Trithic, you encounter a grey tunneler. The hulking humanoid menace climbs out of a hole it's been digging and charges at you. What is a grey tunneler? Grey tunnelers, as they are called, are a fearsome humanoid race that long ago left the surface of Swift to live in underground lairs of their own construction. They're nearly twice as large as the largest human, and the skin that covers their thickly muscled torsos is leathery and grey. Tunnelers have no eyes, but their keen senses of hearing and smell more than make up for their sightlessness. Their three-fingered hands are equipped with stone-hard digging claws that are very sharp. Tunnelers use these claws as weapons with a great degree of skill. Should you encounter a tunneler, be extremely cautious. Tunnelers will treat any non-tunneler that encroaches upon them as an enemy, and will react accordingly. Alright, guess I've got to fight it. The grey tunneler swipes you with sharp digging claws. It is slain. 2 XP. After your victory, you perform a quick search of the immediate area. When you're satisfied there is nothing here of any further interest, you continue on your way. Nothing message. On the wooden, a wooded slope outside the city, you encounter a roving pack of half-starved wolves. The desperate, vicious animals close in around you, gashing their teeth. Unfortunately, I don't have time to get out that steak that I keep in my backpack for precisely these circumstances. So we got to fight to the death. Pity. I would have pet you. Even though a wolf is not a dog, and so not as good to pet. After your victory, we've called a quick search. Yep. Random encounter. Nothing message. It's another Tackerback. Honestly, at this rate, Tackerbacks are going to become endangered. Another Tackerback. Have the Tackerbacks been telling the other Tackerbacks that I keep killing Tackerbacks? So now the Tackerbacks have some sort of grudge against me? Random encounter. Is Iskridar again with his package? Who knows what he's doing? Presumably, if it turns out to mean anything, he'll tell me later. Random encounter. Drunk mercenaries begin combat. Gonna subdue them. Do 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 do. They plumber you unmercilessly. Took 4 XP, not wishing to linger about the scene of the attack. Lest any city guardsmen might arrive, you step over the battered, burning forms of the mercenaries and quickly move off along the street. And maybe I give a little search for any form of ID or anything like that and go, I'm going to have to tell the Thane about this, you know, so he can... Okay, maybe not the Thane himself. Because, I mean, the Thane has so many mercenaries in his employ that he can't really be expected to keep a track on every single one of them. But presumably some of the captains or whatever. Some of them should know. I mean, maybe he's even set up some sort of procedure. Okay. If any one of our mercenaries has acted a bit out, would you please just report to the Mercenary Complaints Office, where you can receive your mercenary complaint. There are no mercenaries around here. We've got full-time soldiers here, so it's not a trap. That sounds like the sort of thing I'd say if it's not a trap. Yeah, look, here I am. I'm the Thane. I'm going in here. I'm making. Yeah, okay. It took him a while to get people to believe it wasn't a trap. But he set it up. He set up a system to so people could make complaints about mercenaries, and then it was forwarded to the captains, and usually it was settled at that level, at the level of particular mercenary band, but sometimes it had to be forwarded to the next level, and very rarely he had to actually intervene himself and go, Now look, your band, I've had 12 complaints about people in your band in the last week. Look, if you don't deal with this, I'm gonna have to end your contract. You're supposed to reduce crime, not commit them. Okay? Okay, you've got 1 week. 1 week. Okay? There isn't a substantial reduction in the amount of crimes, eventually tending towards zero. And your contract is gone, and you can go back to wherever you go, and maybe you could, I don't know, you could go skin some Trosks or something. Oh yeah, and don't think about going to Banditry, because I will personally chop your head off if you do that. Proceed to a random encounter. That's nothing. Iskridar again. Nothing message. While passing through the north end of Twithic, oh, it's the man being assailed again. Help the assailed man. Illusion again. This time it succeeded. The sudden appearance of three city guardsmen at the mouth of the alley sends the battered men's three assailants fleeing along the alley, when the three fleeing men have disappeared from view around the corner of the alley. Dispel your illusionary guards and step into the alley. You quickly move over to the battered man, who has slumped down against the side of the alley. He seems barely conscious, but after a few minutes, a good deal of strength has returned to him. He's able to speak. I dare say you taught them a few new tricks, though. All right, pouch of gold, this time with 2 gold. Yeah, it's pretty much, it's the same. He reacts the same no matter how you deal with these bandits, or roughnecks, or thieves, or pickpockets, or cutthroats, or whatever. I'm not a criminologist, so ask me to tell the difference between a blackguard and a ragamuffin, and I will be completely perplexed. But I'm sure there's some people who can, who have an entire classification model for all the different types of criminals. Random encounter again. 4 Tazzle. These are just regular. Deep in the forest outside Twithic, you're set upon by a band of bloodthirsty Tazzle. Perhaps they're avenging the Tazzal I killed earlier. The wicked snake men I thought they would know, but these people, they know to leave one person a bit back, because they know all these adventurers wander around and kill entire bands, but they tend not to look around that much. So you put one 100 or so feet away, they can report, they can see what's happened. Yeah, this guy's the one who killed them all. Just put on the list of guys to stay away from. But if you do kill him, we would really like that. But you'd probably die in the process. But if you do, we would like it. The wicked snake men sliver forward and surround you. Their long curved blades prepared to cut you down. 4 Tazzle. Maybe they're just regular. They're just regular Tazzal wandering around. Maybe they're part of the band that stole the egg. Maybe they're just off to set off an entirely different sinister scheme. And they are slain. To XP. Quick search of the bodies of the fallen Tuzzle reveals the following. You may take 3 gold. Finished here. You set off on your way. Random encounter. Nothing message. Another Tackerback. So many Tackerbacks. And another one. Yeah. Yeah, I'm starting to suspect that I'm on some sort of... I'm on some sort of Tackerback naughty list. All right. 3 more random encounters, and then we'll leave it for today. And after that, well, we've still got to do something with that egg. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, okay. So, next time, even more random encounters in Twi'thik, where I know there's at least one important thing to do, and that is getting that, handing that egg over to someone, presumably the mother. That could be the best route, but maybe, I don't know, a wizard, the professional dragon raiser. I don't think they're rare, but I mean, it could happen. Yeah. Anyway, next time, more random encounters. But until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.